Dad's Birthday Present, written and read by Louise. Yesterday it was my dad's birthday. Mum said we could have a party at tea time. Dad's favourite tea is fish and chips and ice cream. While Dad went out in the car to get the fish and chips, we wrapped up his presents. My sister Jane had a toolbox for him. It was silver and had rows of neat, shiny tools inside. I carefully folded up my very best painting and put coloured paper around it. Then we put the presents by his place at the table, with happy birthday cards we had made. "Hey, Mum, what are you giving him?" we asked. "Look," she said, and brought a huge brown paper parcel out of the kitchen. Just then Dad came in with the fish and chips, and we had to eat them before they got cold. "What's that big brown thing?" he said when he saw Mum's parcel. "A monster," she said. "Oh," said Dad. "I always thought they came in brown paper parcels." Dad thought our cards were real neat and put them on the TV. He said that Jane's toolbox was just what he wanted, and that my painting was the best he had ever seen. "What sort of monster is it?" I asked. "You have to guess," Mum said. "Does it bite?" Dad wanted to know. "No, but it's got a neck for a big head to sit on," said Mum. Jane wanted to know if it could see. "It's got two green eyes," Mum told her. When I asked what colour it was, she said, "The colour of weed at the bottom of the ocean." Dad took off the brown paper. There were screeds of it all over the floor. And then there was a newspaper wrapping. "I thought it was black and white and red all over," laughed Dad. I knew that joke. "Perhaps it's another big parcel of fish and chips," suggested Jane. "Well, it is nice and warm," said Mum. "I know," I shouted as I poked it with my fist. "It's a bean bag. Look, it's soft and squishy." I knew Dad wanted a bean bag. "No," said Mum, "but it is comfortable." "I think it's a stuffed tiger," said Dad. He squeezed it to see if it would growl. "No, but it is fluffy," said Mum. "Has it got two legs?" I asked. "No," said Mum, "but it has got two arms." Deb ripped off the newspaper, and there was silver tin foil wrapping. "I know, it's a space suit," he said. "That's just what I want for my next trip to the moon." "What's it made out of?" Jane wanted to know. "Something that grows," Mum said mysteriously. I put my thinking cap on. What were the clues? "It's got a neck for a head to sit on. Two green eyes. It's the colour of weed. It's soft and warm and fluffy and has two arms and is comfortable and is made out of something that grows." Just as I was thinking it could only be a green-eyed monster from out of space. And what on earth would Dad want a monster for? When Dad ripped off the silver wrapping, then a coloured birthday paper wrapping, and there it was, all big and green. Dad held it up. "Very nice," he said. "Did you knit it?" he asked Mum. "Sure did," she said. "Try it on." She picked up the camera and took a photo of Dad. He did look very smart in his new jersey. "I thought you said it had green eyes," said Jane. "I only said that so you would think it was a monster," said Mum. "But Dad has green eyes."